Good morning. Very, very happy Christmas to you all. It's great to see you all this morning, of all days, to turn out. So for those of you who come all the time, for those of you who are friends and families of other people and visiting us for the first time, whoever you are very welcome to this most special of days. Because what day is it today? Children. Is it somebody's birthday today? No? Is it somebody's birthday? So whose birthday is it today?
Jesus'
birthday. Have you come for a party?
Yes.
For a birthday party? Do you think it would be a good idea to start by singing happy birthday to Jesus? Shall we do that? Can we have a note, Michael? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Happy birthday to you. And? 21, wow! This is really embarrassing, but you'll have to remind me your name. Helen. Let's sing happy birthday to... Ellen. Right, of course it's Ellen, I knew that. Let's sing happy birthday to Ellen as well. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ellen and Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Many happy birthdays. 21. Wow. It is, of course, Christmas Day, and it's wonderful to be here. And, of course, now that means, having gone through 4 weeks of Advent and waiting, now the day is finally here, and we can light our final Christ light. So the Wright family in their entirety, I think, or maybe just a few, are going to come and do that for us.
On Christmas Day, we light a candle for the coming of Jesus, the light of the world.
Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light, for Christ is born of Mary. Be born in us today. How the world needs light in this age as in the last, and in the one to come, a light of hope, joy, and love. And that light has come. It dwelt among us. It dwells within us, and the darkness will not put it out. Know that this and every Christmas and all the days in between, your human form is the place of the ongoing birth of Christ. You bear the light of the world.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the light of hope, joy and love that we see in Jesus. Clear away our guilt, shame, doubts and fears that hide the light which is present in each one of us. Strengthen us by your Spirit to celebrate the birth of Jesus, by allowing Christ to be born in us today and forevermore. Amen.
We're going to sing together now. If you're using your red hymn book, it's number 330. Otherwise, the words will be on the screen. So I'd invite you all to stand as you're able as we sing together, Joy to the World. Let's come to God, shall we, with our prayers of thanksgiving. Let's pray. We want to say good morning, Lord Jesus. We welcome you to this place today on this, your birthday. Because after all the waiting and watching for the signs, all the anticipation and the excitement, this, right now, is the moment. Today is the time. Emmanuel, God, you are with us. And just like those first shepherds, we come here today to worship you. Just like those wise men, we come offering gifts. Gifts of thankful and grateful hearts. We come to gaze in awe and wonder at you, Jesus. Thank you so much for coming into our world as one of us. Thank you for showing us what love really looks like. Thank you for showing us what God looks like. Thank you that you, Jesus, were the very best present of all. You don't come wrapped like other presents. You're much deeper and warmer and brighter and far more valuable than anything else in this whole world. Yes, you, Jesus, are a never-ending gift, a life-giving gift, a hope-bringing gift, a light-bearing gift, a gift that's given with no strings attached. And so we offer you our praise and our worship. May we know your presence here this morning. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Okay, I could hear something going on while I was praying there. Come and show me what you've got. Just come up here, there's nobody else here. Did you get this for Christmas? What is it? Well, I can see it. Is it spacecraft? Tell me. What is it? It's a drone. The Gatwick drone. What is it? Tell me what it is. Hey? It's very good. Anyway, who's inside it? Can you open it? Who's that? Robo-dog! And it's Robo-dog's in grass! Fantastic! And what have you got? A dolly. Which dolly is this? Do you want to stand up and show everybody your dolly? You have to stand up right up here because nobody can see you all down there. There we are. What's your dolly called? Haven't thought of a name yet. I'm sure if you ask these people, they could think of a really good name. Did anybody else get anything for Christmas? Come on then, let's have a look. What have you got? Cool builds in Minecraft. Wow, that's kind of deep theology, isn't it? What's all this about?
It's about Minecraft.
That looks pretty good. Hello, Joel. I love your tie. Can I lift you up so everybody can see your tie?
Look at Joel's tie.
Is that what you got for Christmas, Joel? A new tie? Wow. And did you get something else? What's this? Spider-Man memory. You've not even opened it yet. That's good, isn't it? You can play Spider-Man. Do you like Spider-Man? And what have you got? Lego Technic. Okay. It's a two-in-one. It could be a yacht or a catamaran. And of course, we all know the difference between a yacht and a catamaran, don't we? What is the difference between a yacht and a catamaran? Catamaran has two holes, and a yacht only has one. Fantastic! Did anybody else get anything for Christmas? Has everybody opened their Christmas present? Come on, Millie. Is that Millie? Can't tell you, Millie, with your hat on. Did you get that hat for Christmas? Is it a new... It's a great hat. Is it? Can I try your hat on? Do you think I could? Do you think it would suit me? What do you think? Hey! Is this for me? No? What is it, Millie?
It's like a puzzle game.
It's like a puzzle game. Wow. What's the best gift that anyone had this morning? What's your favourite gift, Millie? Do you want your hat back?
It's probably... I got a bath bomb thing.
Bath bomb? Probably your favourite. You do need to have a bath for that, though, don't you?
Okay.
Well, that's good. Have you had a bath yet this morning?
No.
So you've not tried your bath bomb. But it's your favourite present. But it might be, because you haven't actually used it yet, so it might smell horrible. What's the best gift anyone's ever had? Has anybody got a gift that's like best thing? Best thing ever?
It's Lego Fire Station.
Lego Fire Station. That's good. Have you still got it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you still play with it? Is there a fireman to go in the fire station?
Yeah.
And that's the best gift ever. Has anybody got an even better gift than that?
A topper.
A topper?
Yeah.
What's a topper? Is it a hat?
No, it's a sailing boat.
A sailing boat? There's a bit of a boat theme going on, isn't there? In this household, I think. I wonder what the greatest gift of all is. All of these gifts that we've been lucky enough to get. I wonder what the very best one is. Well, we're going to think a little bit later on, because I've got a gift today as well. And a bit later on, we're going to open this gift to see what's in it. But we'll do that a little bit later on. Before we do that, Richard is going to come and read to us.
Our God is a God of joy and celebration, a God of love and mercy, a God of peace and righteousness. Today we sing aloud and dance with the angels, because the ruler of all the worlds, the creator of creation, Jesus Christ, has entered our world. Our Saviour has come into the world, not in power, not in might, but in the tenderness of love. He comes as the promise of life hidden in a mother's womb. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth. In this season of God with us, let us rejoice, for God's salvation has come. The Redeemer of all creation has come to earth, and we catch glimpses of Christ's healed world. This is the time we believe once more that perfect love casts out fear, that generosity transforms scarcity into abundance, that righteousness overcomes oppression with justice. We are graced by Christ's presence and filled with his love. May we become bearers of God's light and go to transform our troubled world. So shout aloud, hallelujah! God's love comes down from heaven. God has kept his promise. The Saviour has been born, and a new world has begun.
Thank you, Richard. I hope you're all in good singing voice, are you? Yes, you had a gargle this morning? Because we're going to sing, and it's 190 if you're following from the Red Books, otherwise the words will be on the screen. It's Angels from the Realms of Glory, and we need lots of come. We just hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it and worship. So, let's see how we get on. Let's stand as we're able as we sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. So I wonder if you've been looking forward to Christmas. Have you? Me too. Isn't it great? It's finally here. And we've been talking this morning, haven't we, about some of the gifts that we've been lucky enough to get. But you know, of course, the great thing about today is today we get the gift that God has promised us. We've been told all through the Bible, haven't we, that a Messiah is coming. And you know what? Today is the day that the Messiah comes. It's going to change everything. Things are going to be really, really different from today. I can't wait for this gift to come. You know, we've all been waiting, haven't we? We've been faithfully following God and waiting. I mean, for goodness sake, you're even here on Christmas Day. But now, the day has finally arrived. And God is going to send us the Messiah that we've all been waiting for. So, what we've done today is we've got this gift of God's Messiah all wrapped up in a parcel. Has anybody played Pass the Parcel before? Given the size of this church, it might be more like throw the parcel, I think. But it'll be okay. Chris is going to help me. Now, I have to say, first of all, that this is an illustration. Nobody gets to actually keep what's at the end of this. Trace says, make sure you tell them that. So what we're going to do is we're going to pass this. I'm going to play some nice Christmassy music. And my lovely elf assistant here is going to coordinate the passing of the parcel around. And then, of course, when the music stops, whoever it stops, needs to open that particular wrapper. And there will be some verses in it which will tell us about what this Messiah is going to be. That'll be good, won't it? Okay. So, Chris, let me just get my music sorted. I'll put something very, very, very...
Christmas.
Indeed. Mariah Carey. Oh. Okay.
There's one. Take your time. One layer.
There should be some verses there. Would you be able to read that out for us, Kath?
Yes, I can. King, rejoice greatly. Daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed.
Wow, this is great, isn't it, everybody? The Messiah is coming as king. A new king is coming. We just read it. Those verses said that this is going to be a victorious king. You know, this won't be just like any old king. It just said it's going to be like a king of all kings. And the king's going to bring victory and everlasting dominion, it said, and glory, and a new kingdom that's going to last forever. You know, things are going to be much better from now on. At last, the rightful king is going to be restored to his throne. Everybody is going to have to sit up and take notice of God now, because this majestic king is coming. Wow, let's crack on and see what else is going to be. Oh. What are we going to have next, Sue, I wonder?
We have power.
Power! What do the verses say?
It says, look at him, he comes crouched like a lion, king of beasts. Who dares mess with him? The scepter shall not leave Judah. He'll keep a firm grip on the command staff. The ultimate ruler will come and all nations will obey him. That's from Genesis 49:10. And another one is, he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. And that's from Hebrews 1:3.
Power! It gets even better, doesn't it? Those verses say that this Messiah who's coming is not only going to be king, but it's going to be a king that comes in real power. This is not just a puppet king coming, no. It said he's going to be like a lion, king of the jungle. You know, no one's going to get in this Messiah's way. He's going to overpower everyone and he'll zap anyone who doesn't come to church and take notice and pay attention to him. Like we just read, who's going to dare mess with this Messiah? And at last, everybody will be forced to sit up and take notice of this king who's coming. Churches are going to be packed. Everyone's going to take notice of God now. Wow, let's carry on. I wish I had a simple way of doing this. Who's got that?
That day.
What does it say? What have you got, Fiona?
I can't ruler. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Micah 5:2. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Isaiah 9:5-7.
Wow. So we've read that not only is this Messiah who's going to come be this glorious king, not only is this Messiah going to execute supreme power, but we just read that this Messiah is going to rule over everything and everybody. He's going to govern everything. We read it said that he'll be Wonderful Counselor, and he's going to rule in might and power. Of the greatness of his kingdom, it said, there will be no end. Wow, a glorious ruler is coming. This Messiah is going to reign forever. And it's starting from right now, this minute today. He'll establish his throne with righteousness and justice. There'll be no more need for Theresa May, no more need for Donald Trump, because we're going to have a proper ruler. Everybody's going to have to toe the line with God now, and everyone will serve as servants of this Messiah who's going to rule over everything. Wow, let's just keep on going. Elmer. I wonder what's coming next. Can we read it?
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. Everything was created through him and for him. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and he came into the very world he created.
You couldn't believe that it could get any better, could you? Not only is this Messiah going to be king, not only is this Messiah going to come in real power, not only is this Messiah going to rule over everything, but this Messiah is going to be God himself, or herself. Can you believe it? God is actually coming. What will it be like, I wonder, for all of us to see the creator of heaven and earth and this whole universe, the one who sustains everything? God himself is coming. It's going to be incredible. What are we going to do? How are we going to feel, I wonder, when we actually meet God? Let's go maybe one more time, I think, Chris. I know. It's just luck, or maybe divine providence, that it would be Ellen. I think we open it all. I wonder what it is. Have you not heard that hymn? Lo, he comes in bubble wrap descending. What is it, Ellen?
A baby.
A baby? Is there some verses?
Yeah. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So the world became human and made his home among us.
This? Is this it? A baby? I can't believe this is it. God, you must be having a laugh. You are going to come in great power as a king, as a ruler, as God yourself, and I'm looking at a baby. That can't be right, surely, can it? A baby's hardly going to get the world quaking in its boots, is it? And just look at the baby's parents. It's that teenage girl from Nazareth. She's not even married. And her half-baked carpenter fiancé. And you know, this baby's just been born in that manky stable, surrounded by farm animals. No. This baby looks destined to be a real loser to me, a real down and out. I bet this baby doesn't even make it till he's 40. This can't possibly be right. Because this doesn't look like my idea of Messiah. This doesn't look like a king of kings. This doesn't look like any kind of power. This doesn't look like a victorious ruler. And actually, this doesn't look anything like God. I thought it was God who was coming. Some hope for humanity this is, isn't it? Some good news of great joy for all people this is. Some Christmas this is turning out to be, isn't it? You know, it's so humbling of God, so demeaning. Why on earth would God want to come just like one of us, just like the very worst of us, just like the very least of us? Because, you know, anybody can choose to ignore a baby like this, as if people have a choice when it comes to God. Anybody can relate to a baby like this. Anybody would think that God wanted to be accessible to any of us, no matter who we are or what we've done. Because coming like this, God will risk people thinking that anybody can see and know God, that anyone can identify with God, that anybody can have a relationship with God, that everyone's included. Now this can't possibly be right. A baby, indeed. Chris.
Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honour and gave him the name above all other names, and every tongue will declare that this Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Now, I think the children are going to come and do some prayers with us. Are you okay here? Is that all right? They're going to lead us in some prayers.
Dear God, when your amazing son became a tiny baby in a stable in Bethlehem, in poverty and simplicity, you changed our world. As we imagine those surroundings, we join the shepherds and the wise men in wonder and praise. We thank you for all that you have given us, especially for Jesus. Amen.
Dear God, don't let us miss you this Christmas. We may not be so busy this Christmas season that we miss the point of this special time of year. Help us focus on your love this Christmas. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for lighting up our world. Thank you for the light that shines in the darkness. May your love, peace, penetrate the dark and troubled place of our world, where there is war, fear, sadness, loneliness, and despair. May your light people be in these. May your people be the light in these places. May your bright glory be seen. May the Christmas light that lasts forever be made known and received in people's hearts across the globe. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is the light that lasts forever. Amen.
Thank you for your prayers. Beautiful. We're going to sing one more carol now. Can I just say, before we sing, because we're just going to have one more carol and then the blessing and then we'll go. There is no tea and coffee this morning because I'm sure you've all got much better things to do and go home. And I haven't taken up an offering this morning, but there will be some plates and dishes or buckets or bathtubs or something available on each entrance of the church as you leave. We're collecting for three different charities this year, and I'm trying to remember. Child Bereavement UK, somebody remind me, Action for Children and World Vision. So for those three children, those three charities, all of which focus on children, we're collecting. So there will be some the bowls as you leave. Can I just say a very, very merry and a happy Christmas to all of you. It's been a pleasure this year being with you, and wish you all the very best for 2019. So let's stand as we're able as we sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful. It's number 212 if you're following from the book. And we can sing all the verses, including the one born this happy morning. O Come All Ye Faithful. So may the light of Jesus shine on you this Christmas. May the love of Jesus fill you and overwhelm you. May the hope of Jesus inspire you. May the life of Jesus transform you. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this Christmas and always. Amen. Amen.